McDonald's, we need Biden's suspicious activity reports. Even Maxine Waters has called for Congress to get suspicious activity reports easier. By Ian Hanchett on November 26, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's John Bachman Now, Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, called for Congress to receive the suspicious activity reports on President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his brother, Jim, and pointed out that Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, has criticized the Treasury Department for restricting Congress access to these reports and filed legislation to make it easier for Congress to access the reports. Donald stated, "I want the American people to understand something. Whether it was President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, or President Trump, Congress had the ability to access suspicious activity reports. When Joe Biden became President of the United States, he changed the rules. Even Maxine Waters filed a bill to change it back. This is critical information. Most people might get a suspicious activity report one time in their life, maybe one. Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the president's brother, have over 150. This makes no sense at all. So, of course, Congress should get this information. Especially when Joe Biden changed the rules when he came into the White House. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.